Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has voice that made me whole. His love for me, it is like to go. My God is real. I can
This is Macedonia Call around the globe. This is Sister Joanna Green with my husband, Brother Evangelist Clint Green, and Evangelist Brother Lloyd Yearwood and Sister Betty Yearwood. And we're coming to you from Tennessee, Madisonville, Tennessee. Praise God. Enjoying the weather. Thank God for a safe trip this way. And if you would like to call in tonight, if you're listening by the internet, you can call in and share your testimony or share maybe a prayer request at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. If you'd like to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. heisrisen38@aol.com. We want to thank all the listeners throughout the last, this is our 11th, episode, I believe, and I want to thank all the countries out there for listening and everybody in the USA. Praise God. And this is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it. Praise God. And at this time, I want to have Sister Betty Yearwood come and give testimony, or she can share a testimony if she'd like, but also prayer requests.
I just want to say it's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio, and we have several prayer requests. We got Trent Robbins is in Mayo Clinic in Minnesota having test run. He keeps falling, and the doctors think that he has Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. So remember this guy. And I would like to give a invitation to for everybody to come out to Loudoun School tomorrow night at 7 p.m. and on Sunday, April the 14th at 2 p.m. to listen to International Bobby Johnson and the Crusade Team. So come on out and be blessed.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's remember that one and need a prayer. And I see 770. Once you come and tell us who you are, where you're located, and we're taking prayer requests right at this moment.
Praise the Lord, Sister Green, Brother Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia, and just want to thank the Lord for the opportunity. And I do have a couple prayer requests. I have a 17-year-old grandson, Caleb Sample. He has stomach cancer and also has fluid on the brain. And then I have an 11-year-old grandson by the name of Ricky Sample. And he has severe disease, but also he's possibly back surgery, and he's 11 years old.
Oh, my. Yes, definitely remember that in prayer. Glad to have you with us, Brother Samples. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you right now, God. Lord, go to each grandchild of Brother Samples, Lord, and give him both miracles, dear Lord. You're able, dear God, to create. Lord, you're able to create new kidneys, Lord. You're able to create a new heart, dear Lord. Anything that anybody needs, Lord, you're the creator. And Lord, the one with the cancer, the stomach cancer, Lord. God, touch him right now, Lord, and heal his body, Lord. Let the doctors be amazed, dear God, for your glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, touch the 11-year-old, Lord, the one that's going to have to do the back surgery. Let the surgeons look and say, we don't know what's going on, but we don't have to do no surgery. And praise God, to you be all the glory, Lord. And the one Sister Betty turned in prayer request, Lord, we ask that you touch that one. And Lord, heal that one, Lord, at the Mayo Clinic. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. And Lord, we're asking the souls be added to your kingdom during this revival and all the revivals throughout the land and across this whole entire world. You told us, Lord, to go to the uttermost, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Brother John, why don't you go ahead and obey God, brother?
Well, I appreciate that, Sister Green. We're talking about the land tonight, and God has dealt with me, and I know probably this it's already been spoken about, but the Lord laid upon my heart out of Genesis chapter 22, and he asked the question to Isaac asked the question to Abraham, his father. He said, and tonight's message is, where is the lamb for a burnt offering? I would ask you tonight, where is the lamb of God in your life? Where is this offering tonight? As God began to speak to Abraham, and Abraham answered, Abraham was very ready to hear, and he said, there in Genesis chapter 22, verse 1, he said, here I am. And, you know, he said, take your only son, thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and offer it into a place, a mountain, where I will tell thee of. And even as he was taken to a place, amen, a place that would, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, in John chapter 3, spoke. In John chapter 3, verse 13, he says, and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. This word lifted up means that he would be lifted up on a cross, on a crucifixion. It says that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have eternal life. Tonight, we just need to believe in that Lamb of God. But where is he in our life? Where is his offering? He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The prophetic message was that as God the Father asked Abraham to offer up his only Son, God the Father stepped in place and gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Your salvation tonight is nearer than you believe, because he that believeth on him is not condemned. There's no judgment in those that believe on him, in John chapter 3, verse 18. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. If we believe in that name of Jesus, in this Lamb of God, and the Bible says that Abraham rose up early. He got up early because he had something to do. Church, tonight we need to rise up early when God gives us instructions out of his word. In the heart. And the Bible says he clave to the wood for the burnt offering, and he rose up and he went to the place. And the Bible says there in verse 4 that Abraham had this on his mind for 3 days, just like Jesus Christ was laying in the heart of the earth, and just like Jonah in the whale for 3 days. Abraham had this on his mind for 3 days, but on the third day he lifted up his eyes and saw the place that he would have to sacrifice or offer his son. And the Bible, here's the prophetic man of faith, and Abraham told his young men that went with him, he said, I am the lad, me and my son are going to go yonder and worship, but we're going to come again to you. You need to know tonight that even though God had spoken to him, God had a promise unto Abraham that this his son would be the promise, that his seed would be as the sand of the sea and the stars of the sky. So he knew that his son would be returning again, no matter what happened on that mountain. You need to know tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ is returning again under our lives. Amen. No matter what has happened, no matter what our circumstances, no matter what sin we committed in our life, And there in verse 60 says, then Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. You know, the Bible says this is a type and shadow of the cross of Calvary. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:4, it says, surely he has borne our sorrows, grief, and carried our sorrows, and we did him esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. You know, at the time there, if we would believe that here's Isaac, the son of promise, that he was smitten, and as the wood was laid upon him, just like the wood was laid upon him, there would be a time that he would carry the wood, but there would also be a time that the wood carried him. The cross of Calvary, as the Lord Jesus Christ carried the wood that was laid upon him by God the Father, he carried that cross. That cross, that wood was supposed to be for our offering, just as Isaac, we were to be the offering, amen. A burnt offering is an offering for the sin, the atonement, to take away the sins. And this lamb there, and Isaac had the fire and the wood and the knife, and he noticed as he was going up there, up the mountain, there in verse 7, and he said, my father, and for the second time, Abraham said, here I am, my son. And he said, build the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering? You know, many of us have the fire, many of us have the wood, many of us have the knife, but how many of us have the lamb tonight? How many of you have the lamb for the burnt offering? And the Bible says there in verse 18, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went up together. You know, church, tonight we've got to go together to receive the lamb offering of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says there in verse 7, it says, and the angel of the Lord called out in the heaven as Abraham stretched out and made a Isaac, being obedient, laid upon the altar, laid down his life, amen. But we find, amen, that the Bible says in Psalms 34:7, that the angel of the Lord encamps around about them that fear him and love him and deliver him. There was a deliverance on that day in that mountain, and the angel of the Lord spoke to him. He said, Abraham, lay not thy hand upon that lad, neither do anything to him. And the Bible says there in verse 13 that Abraham lifted up his eyes. Church, tonight we need to lift up our eyes and look into the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And the Bible said behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. This God of heaven came down from heaven. And, amen. And thickets represent thorns and thistles of the curse. And the horns represent the rulership. And this ram, this ram without blemish, with the Lord Jesus Christ, and he got caught up in the sins of the world by his rulership. And the Bible says, and he took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Tonight, you need to know, church, wherever you're listening, that God the Father offered up his ram, the ram that's caught in the bush. And the Bible says, amen, that Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said today in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. Jehovah Jireh means the Lord who will see to our provision. He started out on this journey. Church, we started out on this journey having seemingly to be the burnt offering, seemingly to be offering ourselves up there. But God himself, where is the lamb of the burnt offering? God himself. The place that we were offered up was given the place of our provision. As you lay down your life and give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, the ram, the lamb of God that comes into your life will be the Jehovah Jireh. He'll be the place of your provision, not only for your salvation, not only for your healing, but every providence in your life. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Amen. That's real good preaching there, Brother John. Praise the Lord for that. Brother Yearwood, you go ahead and obey the Lord. Praise God.
God, well, praise the Lord. It's good to be able to come back once again, just to speak about my Lord and my Savior. You know, I'll just say a few words here, and then I'll get out of the way and let Brother Green have it. But anyway, you know, I tell you what, God has offered Jesus up as a lamb for the sacrifice. And, you know, he's the only lamb and the only sacrifice that it takes. And there'll never be another a goat or another lamb or another dove crucified or killed for our lives. But praise God, Jesus done it once and once and for all. And he never has to worry about going back there again. And I tell you what, whenever we don't do what he said for us to do, we get out here and we live any old way, then we crucify our Lord and our Savior all over again and put him to an open shame. But praise God, it's time that we realize who is the Savior and who is the Lamb. And praise God, realize, as Brother John was mentioning there a while ago, Jesus come here in John 3:16, so for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I like 17, it said that God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. My friend, I don't care how far you're out in sin, God has sent his Son, and he's not going to condemn you. He's come to seek to save that which was lost. He come to give his life on the cross that you could have this life and have it more abundant. So I'll move back and let Brother Green have it. God bless you and love you.
Praise God. Thank you, Brother Yearwood, Brother John. That's all good. Praise the Lord. Anytime we talk about the Word of God, we're breaking the bread as Jesus did, and it went out to multitudes. Praise the Lord. I was thinking here in Matthew chapter 16, when Jesus went to the disciples and he said, "Who does man say that I am?" Praise God. And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some say Elijah, and others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Praise God. And he said unto them, "But who do ye say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto to thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Praise God. So there, you know, Jesus, I remember when I came and I got saved about 19 years, I didn't understand the plan of salvation. All I knew that I was sorry for my sins. And you know, it didn't stick, Brother Yearwood. It didn't stick with me that I needed to a Savior. I needed a remission of my sins. I needed somehow there needed to be blood shed for me. And I didn't understand that. And I think a lot of times that's where we try to get in and we try to live it and we come up short. And we go back out in the world because we don't understand the revelation of Jesus Christ. And you know, Peter told John, asked Jesus one day, "What's John going to do?" And Jesus said, "What's it to thee if he tarries until I come?" And you know, John, he's not here in the flesh, but the testimony of Jesus Christ, it will go all the way to the end of the world, praise
Amen.
God. And we're going to preach it so it lives on forever till Jesus comes. And it's the testimony of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The revelation. He said we're able to bind on earth what's bound in heaven. And we're able to loose on earth what's loose in heaven. Praise the Lord. He gave us the keys because we have the revelation of who Jesus is. And only God himself can reveal that to us. Praise God. He said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against them." It wasn't talking about Peter. It was talking about Jesus being the rock, being the foundation. If we build upon
Amen.
The foundation of Jesus, praise the Lord, the winds and the rains will come and beat against the house, and it will stand, praise God, because it's Jesus. Anyway, the chief cornerstone who the builders rejected, praise God. And I'm going to turn it over to my husband, Evangelist Clint Green.
That's good to be here with you. Thank the Lord for what's already been said tonight. I appreciate Brother John's message there in Genesis chapter 22, how that, you know, Abraham took his son up on the mountain and was going to offer him up as a burnt offering to the Lord, and how that God stopped Abraham and he told him not to lay the knife to his son. Praise God. And God provided himself a sacrifice when the ram was caught in the bush there on the mountain. And the Bible said, in the mountain of the Lord shall it be seen. And I was thinking, you know, Joanna said something about, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And, you know, Jesus built the church on the revelation of Jesus Christ. And, you know, we have to have that revelation tonight. If we're going to be born again, we must be born again by the Spirit of God. And we must have faith in God. To be born again, we must believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that God so loved the world, like Brother Yearwood said, that he sent his only begotten Son into the world, that the world might be saved. And Jesus said, you know, one place, he came not to condemn the world, but that it might be saved. He came to save the world. They brought that woman, you know, to Jesus that was taken in an act of adultery, and they said, the law says you ought to stone her. She should be stoned. But Jesus Amen. Stooped down and wrote in the ground. And they was all convicted, and they left. And I believe he stooped down and he wrote on the, in the ground with his finger there. And he probably named their names there. And he probably wrote out their sins. And they act like they didn't have no sin. But I tell you what, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I'll tell you, there's none righteous, no, not one. Until we come to Christ, we're not saved. Amen. We must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Praise God. Neither can he enter, the Bible said. And I think Brother John said, no man ascended into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which was in heaven. You know, Christ told them people, said, where I go, you cannot come. He was talking to them Pharisees, and he said, you can't go where I'm going. And they began to reason among themselves and talk, and they said, where is he going? Well, he was going back to heaven is where he was going. And, you know, he told his own disciples, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And they said, we don't know the way. You know, one of them did. And he said, I am the way. I am the truth and the life, and no man Amen. Cometh unto the Father but by me. Praise God. He's the only way to heaven. And, you know, we can begin to look in the Old Testament. We begin to see these things. It's written, you know, and there's a revelation comes out of it. When we begin to see the Word of God, and we begin to read in that Old Testament there how that he was going to come, the Bible said in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. He came the first time, you know, he come that he might be sacrificed on that cross, and that they would be a mediator, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. I tell you, we can't come up with some other mediator. We can't use Mary for a mediator, and we can't use some of the apostles, and we can't use St. Jude and Saint, whoever, we can't pray to them. We've got to pray to Jesus. Amen. We can't go talk to Mary. We got to talk to Jesus. We Amen. Got to have a little talk with Jesus to get everything all right. I can't go pray to somebody that's in the grave. I can't do that and get justified before God. But I'm glad there was one that went in the grave and he stayed 3 days, but he came out. And he appeared to him, and he said, I'm alive forevermore. Praise Amen. God. And I have the keys of death and of hell Amen. And the grave. Praise God. The grave couldn't hold him. And I tell you, the reason the grave couldn't hold him, because he had no sin. Praise God. He was the sinless Lamb of God yes, that came to take away the sins of the world. Praise Amen. God. He's the way. He's the only way. You know, you can come up with some other way, but it just won't work. You know, when it's all said and done, you know, Adam and them in the garden when they sinned, why, they tried to take fig leaves and sew them together and tried to cover their nakedness. But, you know, it didn't work. God had to sacrifice an animal, and I believe that animal was a lamb, praise Amen. God. Now, I don't know how many he had to sacrifice. But you know what I'm saying? You know, he had to clothe them, and the blood had to be shed. And the Bible said, without the shedding of blood is no remission. Praise God. Praise God. I was thinking about over there in the book of Exodus in the 12th chapter, you know, it gives us another picture of Christ. It gives us another picture of the Lamb of God. And Moses went down to Egypt and he said, Pharaoh, let my people go. But you know, Pharaoh wouldn't let him go, would he? He would not let the Amen. Children of God go until God took and started pouring the plagues on them, you know, upon Egypt. And God made a difference between the children of Israel and the Egyptians. And the last one was the death of the firstborn. And Moses said, let my people go. And I want to read a scripture. I hope I've got time right here. And I want to read this to you. Praise God. And it says here in the 11th chapter in the 7th verse, but against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that you may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. I tell you, God's going to put a difference between the people that's in the church and the sinner man and woman and boy and girl. Who's ever not saved tonight, you know, you're not under the blood, but you've got to be under the blood.
Amen.
And Moses told the children of Israel, said, take ye a lamb. Let me read it to you here. Praise God. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh. And the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it up unto the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. So you see, they took the blood and they hit the top of that door and they hit the sides of that post that that door hung on. They hit both sides. Now that's a cross right there. That's a cross. That's not a torture stake, like some people say. You know, just a straight stick that he was nailed on. No, it wasn't that. It was a cross. The Bible bears it out. If you read your Bible, you'll find out. They nailed him in the hands and in the feet. They put a crown of thorns upon his head. There was blood at the top of that cross. There was blood on the east and on the west. And there was blood on the foot of that door there that he was standing in that door. And the death angel had to pass over. And when the death angel passed over, he'd go to the next house and the next house and the next house. And if the houses didn't have the blood on the door, then the death angel would go in and kill the firstborn of that house. And you know, on the 10th day, they had to take a lamb. Moses said, take a lamb, and said, keep it up under the 14th day. This is a personal lamb. You know, there's no telling how many lambs was killed that night in Egypt and how much blood was shed. But they had to take a lamb for each household, and they had to take and put that blood on that door and on them side posts. And I'm so glad I've got the Lamb of God tonight, that he's paid the price for me. And I tell you, if you read your Bible, if you go back in the Old Testament, you'll look at the shadows of things to come and the image of things to come. And Christ was in the Old Testament. He was in the garden. He was there in Genesis 3:15. He was the seed of the woman there. He was the blood of blood that the type that was going to cover the blood of Adam, the sins of Adam and Eve, that blood was going to take away sin. But the Bible said it was impossible for the blood of bulls and of goats to take away sin. It was only a shadow of that which was to come. And when Christ came, he was a spotless Lamb of God that was slain. And praise the Lord.
Praise God. Until next Friday at 11 p.m., we're going to go for an hour, we believe. Thank you, Jesus. Good night, y'all.